This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. And today we are talking about the not talked about enough topic of genealogy. And what we've covered so far is that all presidents, vice presidents, and their wives are all, of course, their blood cousins, incestually speaking. So this is very important because they're also, as we discovered, for instance, Obama being, I believe it was the 24th great-grandson of, what did we say, Charlemagne, I think it was. So, and Bush being the 34th great-grandson of Vlad the Impaler and John Kerry being the 32nd great-grandson of, or vice versa, of Vlad the Impaler. It's a very important thing to understand because it is what has enslaved us. Now, unfortunately, that means that we also have to rethink our concept of history, especially the concept of the founding of this country. I mean, for God's sakes, folks, we're talking about the first cousin of the king at the time being the first president of the United States. Also important to note, I mean, we can see it in genealogy, where we could see that, for instance, John Adams and his son John Quincy Adams were president. We have George Bush and his son George Bush were president. I mean, these are obvious genealogical connections. What about Benjamin Harrison, who was the grandson of William Henry Harrison? Unfortunately, only lived 31 days into his presidency. But the point is, we have all of these genealogical connections. Three sets of fathers and son in the presidency? That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, especially in the case of Bush. I don't think I'll have to say any more on that subject. But it's also, you know, there's a lot of fallacy that goes around with the Constitution. One of the fallacies is that Obama can't be president because he wasn't a natural-born person. I've got some news for you. The Constitution doesn't say that, actually. It says that you can be a citizen or a natural-born citizen. Let's take the perfect example. How about Martin Van Buren? You know, Martin Van Buren was the first natural-born he was actually the first president to be born as an American citizen. All the others were foreigners, folks. They were not born here. So we had seven presidents that were not natural-born citizens. Of course, they couldn't be because the country was founded after they were born. Yeah, they couldn't be natural born. The country didn't exist. You understand? I mean, this whole thing about Obama not being natural born, it's not what the Constitution says, folks. I'm sorry to tell you that. I'm sorry to inform you that that's the case. We also had many presidents before George Washington, of course, the presidents of the Continental Congresses, which, of course, were also cousins of the king. Those folks weren't over here to escape Britain. They were over here to take advantage of the New World, of all the resources and everything. And they did so, you know, interestingly, the bloody history of America never seems to be talked about. The Indians that were holding all this land over here, they didn't have a piece of paper that showed they owned the land. They lived under something called the allodial system. They had allodial title, meaning that they were the caretakers of the land. Allodial means you can't own the land. There is no ownership. It's of God. It's of nature. You can't own land. That's ridiculous. Well, how do you get rid of an allodial system? Well, you massacre the entire race of people who are on that land. And once the land is vacant and unclaimed, you can now put a legal claim. But you see, the reason people want you to go try to find the allodial title for your particular property here in the United States is because that was at the point when it couldn't be owned. A paper doesn't mean ownership. It's just a paper. It's just a piece of paper. It's just a legal contract. It is not the land. It is artificial. It is corporate. So again, remember that the history of the United States is genocide of the people who were here before, the sponsored corporations that came over here, the Virginia Corporation and the East India Corporation. Though they were assigned to, they were assigned to go get the land and get the mining rights for the crown, and that's why they were here. They didn't come here to start a new country. They came here to start a new corporation for the crown. Okay, you can read all of the opinions of the time. It wasn't that men got their rights from God. They got their rights from the vicar of God, which was the crown. Their natural rights were as Englishmen here in America, not as United States persons. That didn't happen until 1791, was it, with the Constitution? So we have a very, very strange view of history that's been molded for us in the entertainment that is, of course, owned by the same blood relations of these people. One of the interesting things that I think really needs to get out there, because we're talking about the beginnings of a world war here, is that the Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem was actually a Catholic kingdom. Now, we're talking about what is now Israel. The Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, something you can look up on Wikipedia if you want. It's very simple. It's a very well-established fact. It was actually a Catholic kingdom. Established after the First Crusade, after about 1100. The kingdom lasted nearly 200 years, from 1099 until about 1291, when the last remaining possession, which was Acre, A-C-R-E, which is a province, basically, was destroyed. And basically, that was the Plantagenet kings, as in Lachlan, John Lachlan, of course, which Obama is first cousins of John Lachlan Plantagenet. So you had that whole entire Middle East area conquered and named the Kingdom of Jerusalem. It was a claim of the crown. Now, flash forward. It was lost, of course, to, I think, Elizabeth was the queen at the time. Flash forward now to the 1900s. You have this corporation nationalist thing going on. You have the Industrial Revolution. You have the ability now to wage war in ways you could never wage before, through the air and on the sea. You have psychological war. You have so many new tools. Well, guess what? who was it that conquered Palestine? Okay? It was England. Okay? It was the English army. Okay? That's who conquered Palestine and renamed it into the State of Israel. This is very easy to acknowledge, and I'll refer you to my very, very lengthy expose on the Constitution and the Masonic founding of this country, because, of course, George Washington was the Grand Master Mason of the United States. And that is called Cracking the Cult of the Constitution, Parts 1 and 2, Part 3 to be out soon. Folks want to get a real good history of the United States from their words, not mine, that's the place to go. We'll be back, folks.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart.
All right, folks, welcome back. Again, we are in total genealogical immersion today. We're talking about the bloodlines, the true bloodlines, as reported in the mainstream media, although not very often, as well as the most notable and well-respected genealogical researchers and peerage keepers of the blood and the genealogical records. So, why is the Kingdom of Jerusalem, which is now, you might say, you might call it Greater Israel, but which is what today is Israel, why is it so important to conquer the Middle East, all of these nations. Well, unfortunately, the truth is a lot more frightening than I care to admit. Something I should be screaming from the tips of my top of my lungs, but let's stay calm and let's talk about what World War III is shaping up to be. The Queen, Her Majesty, when she was anointed, again being anointed as, well, that's what the Christ, the word Christ or Christos means, is the anointed, wearing the, so she's the vicar of Christ, the replacement of Christ through the ceremony of anointment, wearing the collobium cindinus and the super tunica or close pall of cloth of gold, together with a girdle of the same, is seated in King Edward's chair. Now, what is said is what's important after that. O Jerusalem, this is from the Bible, Psalm 122. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem is built as a city, that is at unity in itself. O pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and plenteousness within thy places. Later on, we get a little more interesting here. It says, Behold, O God, our defender, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For one day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Zodak, this is from Kings, Kings 1, actually, 1 Kings 1, 39 and 40. Zodak, or Zadok, the priest, and Nathan the prophet, anointed Solomon king. We're talking about King Solomon, builder of the first Solomon's temple. And all the people rejoiced and said, God save the king, long live the king. May the king live forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, goes on. Be thy hands anointed with holy oil. Be thy head anointed with holy oil. As kings, priests, and prophets were anointed, and as Solomon was anointed king by Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet. Today you have the Pope anointing the Queen. So be thou anointed, blessed and consecrated Queen over the peoples, whom the Lord thy God hath given thee to rule and govern. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And, of course, that's not the end. It goes on and on and on. It's a very, very long ceremony, which you can again read at my blog, Cracking the Cult of the Constitution, part two, or no, this is part one. So the point here is that by the time they get to the end of the ceremony, what do they say? They don't say long live the king. They say long live King Solomon, long live the queen. Okay, this is genealogy, folks. This is why the Bible is such an important genealogical document. Of course, Solomon had two, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going off memory here, had two sons, one named Israel and the other named, oh, I'm going to forget that name, I apologize, but it's biblical history, of course. So the Bible is very much a genealogical document, which is why, as presentation of law, they are reading from the Bible. Okay, so why is this important? So we have the worshiping of Jerusalem and Solomon. All right? It's actually way more important than I can possibly tell you. And I have to, unfortunately, I have to now find what I want to tell you, and that's going to take me a minute. Here it is. Okay. So now remember, we're talking about the bloodline. We're talking about the bloodline of the Queen as President of the United States, and the goal of the United States, of course, being a military function of the crown, of all of these secret societies, of all of these different things, all with the same goal, because the goal of Masonry is to rebuild Solomon's temple. In this case, we're talking about the third temple, or Ezekiel's temple, in Jerusalem, in the kingdom of Jerusalem, which was reclaimed through World War II. All right, forget all this nonsense about Jews, okay? That is not why England was interested in getting back the land where Solomon's temple was built. No, it was not to protect the Jewish people. It was not anything like that. They hide behind that. And the other aspect of that is either they're all Jewish or none of them are Jewish. Either all of our presidents are Jewish or none of them are Jewish. That's the God honest truth, because they're all of the same blood, as we've discussed. Now, this is where it gets a little frightening. Okay, let's read from the Israel National News, reported 7/30/2012. Oh, pardon me. Just making sure I'm still connected here. Israel National News reported on 7/30/2012. Mitt Romney's love for Jerusalem is part of his, not Israel, but Jerusalem, is part of his Mormon faith's 170-year-old ties to Israel and its dictate to rebuild the city and the temple. Did you hear that? Mitt Romney's love for Jerusalem, as well as his Mormon faith's 170-year-old ties to Israel and its dictate to rebuild the city and Solomon's temple. Jews and Mormons blog said that the Latter-day Saints, LDS, have dedicated the land of Israel for the gathering of the Jewish people on many occasions, beginning with Elder Orson Hyde in 1841. In 1845, all of the apostles called on the Jews in the name of the Messiah to prepare to return to Jerusalem in Palestine and to rebuild that city and temple. And temple unto the Lord. Now, again, the first thing you do when you open up a Masonic Bible is, first thing it says is that our goal is to rebuild Solomon's temple. Okay? That's the goal of all of these different sects of Catholicism, of the crown. That is the goal of all of them. And that's why I constantly tell people that all of these secret societies, they're all of the same hand. They're just different figures. They blame each other. The Jesuits blame the Masons blame the whoever, and yet they're all basically of the same goals, which is the rebuilding of the temple. Public places in Netanya and on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem have been dedicated to Orson Hyde of the Mormon Church. Israel is the only country in the world whose creation was expressly called for and supported by Mormon leaders. George Albert Smith, LDS Church president at the time of Israel's creation in 1948, publicly and privately assured many Jewish leaders of his support for their efforts to establish a Jewish state. That means the entire corporation of the Mormon Church, which is huge. I won't even want to get into how many billions and billions of corporations they actually have. Israel bonds were first issued in 1951. 1 year later, Church President David O. McKay purchased 5,000 of Israel bonds on behalf of the church, stating that he was doing this to show our sympathy with the effort being made to establish the Jews in their homeland. Again, this cover of establishing the Jews in their homeland. What this is the establishment of the reestablishment of the Kingdom of Jerusalem for the crown. That's why the crown sent military forces over there to conquer it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
Welcome back. We're the Corporation Nation. And we're talking about genealogy, but we've kind of switched gears here because we're talking about the goals of these people that have ruled us through enslavement and through equality and through all of the little tricky words they use to make us feel free. Well, really, that's not the case. But let's go now to the Israel National News as reported on 7/30/2012. Now, folks, let's go to the Times of Israel, also reported on 7/30/2012. I want you to really listen to this, folks, because they're talking about it. They're admitting it at this point. M.K. Zuvalon Orlov of the Jewish Home Party has called for massive reforms, including new basic laws, in order to establish a third temple in Jerusalem. In an article published in advance of the fast, and I can't say that word, in a weekly Hebrew journal entitled Internal and Legislative Reform, Orlov wrote that the temple must be rebuilt in Jerusalem. And remember, this is the Kingdom of Jerusalem, the old Plantagenet claim, the crown claim. The temple must be rebuilt in Jerusalem, and that fundamental changes to Israeli society and government were necessary in order to realize the success of the project. Okay, this society, this government is nothing but a front for the crown. Remember that, folks. Besides spiritual reform and the creation of a cadre of religious experts capable of running the temple, Orlev argued that the government, assuming the government will choose to be democratic, in other words, do what he says, must turn back dissent surrounding the project. He says, quote, it will be necessary to defeat the no-confidence motions, to overcome the hostile left-wing secular media, and to ignore eye-rolling economists who will say it's a waste of public funds, he wrote. To forestall appeals to the High Court of Justice, Orlev advocated the legislation of a new basic law that would guarantee funding and manpower and protect the Third Temple from prosecution. What is the Third Temple? It is called Ezekiel's Temple. It is the Third Temple of Solomon. As wanted for so many centuries, the rebuilding of that temple by this bloodline, basically. It says, quote, the law will also protect the Third Temple project from accusations of discrimination. Well, why would they need that? It'll also protect from inequality of women in the temple service. What? And animal cruelty and the offering of sacrifices. The law will protect animal abuse and death and killing in blood sacrifices of animals, and the law will protect the unequal treatment of women because women will not be allowed in the new Solomon's temple or Ezekiel's temple. Okay, well, animal sacrifices. So, I mean, we're talking about this bloodline, of course, originally worshipped Baal. So I could see why they'd want to go back to blood sacrifices out in the open instead of doing it in secret like they've been doing. Orlev acknowledged that to remove the religious and political impediment to his plan, namely the presence of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Dome of the Rock atop Temple Mount would mean the billion-strong Muslim world would surely launch a world war. I'm going to read that to you again, and I apologize, I'm butchering that, but this is the most holy site of the Arab population. He acknowledged that to remove the religious and political impediment to his plan, which is literally the presence of the mosque and the Dome of the Rock atop the Temple Mount, the most holy sites for the Muslim people, would somehow mean that the billion-strong Muslim world would surely launch a world war. They're talking about destroying the most holy Muslim sites and its mosque at the Temple Mount Jerusalem Israel, what we call it now, and that it will incite a world war. And to be honest, they don't care. He added, Orlov added, everything political is temporary and there is no stability. And of late, we're witness dramatic political changes that have occurred in many Arab countries. Well, yeah, when your puppet America drops bombs and takes over and forces what's called democracy, well, yeah, you're going to see quite a few political changes through death, destruction, killing children, that kind of thing. I could see his point. Orlev recently advocated a bill to bypass the High Court of Justice and protect illegally constructed buildings in the Beit El neighborhood of Givat Opana that was struck down by the Knesset, which is the parliament, in June. All right, so folks, in case you didn't get that, these people are actually advocating that World War III is an acceptable consequence of rebuilding the Temple of Solomon. They're changing government rules to protect animal sacrifice in the temple. They're changing the rules to not allow women in the temple, because that is how it was done in the time of Solomon. All hail and long live King Solomon, and all hail and long live Solomon's blood procession, Queen Elizabeth. All hail, long live President Obama. I mean, we're talking about the same bloodline. This should frighten you, folks. This should be number one on the news media. I mean, this should be the biggest story. But you see, no one in the mainstream that listens to the mainstream news would possibly take this seriously. Even though they're professing in the Israel Times that World War III, I think that was the Israel Times, and that World War III very well might be started by their actions, by destroying a holy Muslim site. This will never be mainstream news. These weren't mainstream newspapers. These were Israeli newspapers. You see, this is very frightening to me, because I understand now that I've done all this research, I understand how this works. I understand that this whole thing about protecting the Jews, protecting the Jewish homeland, I understand that it's all a bunch of crap. That this was a lifelong effort, and when I say life, I mean generation after generation of blood to regain the kingdom of Jerusalem that was of King Solomon, and, well, I mean, technically will still be of the blood of King Solomon. This is no joke. This is so, so incredibly serious. You know, I realize as I'm going through here, I have so much information to go over, so much genealogical research that I think I'm going to probably continue this tomorrow. If anyone's interested in, you know, well, I see we do have one call. We'll take Richard in Washington. Richard, are you there?
I am, and I'm totally interested. I can't wait for tomorrow's program. But my take of it, and I think it's probably your take too, is they write the history. It's all completely fraudulent. They just make it up. And then after they write the history, they try to get us to believe that this is reality. Then they get us to follow it. And then they quote-unquote, try to get us to adhere to their history. Well, if it's not even history, why are we even thinking about it?
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because, you know, I mean, even the history that I was taught in high school is just it pains me really to think about it. I use my favorite example, which I'm sure a lot of the listeners here, including yourself, probably know, is the Pledge of Allegiance story. I mean, that's an incredible mind screw when you actually look at what the Pledge of Allegiance was. I mean, we sat there as children and we pledged our allegiance to a piece of cloth, a flag. Of course, flags had very different meanings, but it's our lack of true historical knowledge that allows us to allow our children to actually pledge allegiance to a symbol. And the origin of the symbol is so important, of course. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely, it is rewritten history. All right, folks, we'll be back. Just got one short segment left, and we'll continue this tomorrow.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Because you can do it. Because you can do it. Relax, let it flow. Think like water. Relax, let it flow. You can go on and on and on. We don't make mistakes. We just have happy accidents. You can do anything that you want to do. Total power. Sing along, have a good time. I believe, every day's a good day when you paint. I believe, it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart.
I guess we can't interrupt Mr. Bob Ross, that famous painter, and his words of wisdom. We're back on the Corporation Nation Radio. Richard, One of the concepts that I don't think people really quite grasp is the history of patriotism and the history of nationalism. In other words, the support of a country that you really don't even understand in the first place, no different than supporting, the Bolshevik Revolution or supporting something communism. you know, there's such documents like in 1918, we had the Federation of American Zionists published a document called Zionism and Patriotism and how important the concept of patriotism was, you know, to convince people to keep the very thing that enslaves them. It's actually quite fascinating. And that has to be included in the misunderstanding or the absolute degradation of history into what we have today through these history books and stuff. History is a funny thing, and I'm of course going to be a student of it for a very long time.
Well, and you brought out the exact point. They get us to pledge allegiance to the flag. What that indicates is we're pledging our allegiance to an occupied nation. We've been occupied since the Liber Code of 1863, and how we get out of that is we claim our status as being a peaceful inhabitant of the land and not the corporate nation, as you pointed out repeatedly. You know, unless we understand the actual definition of these things and understand that these people took over in the year zero and we're now in the year 2013, that we've been in a one-world system since the Roman times, even though we've gone through some major changes with the Holy Roman Empire, and now the Black Pope, who nobody wants to acknowledge, is in charge of the whole thing because it's now an eleemosynary or a corporate soul or an entire corporation system, as you adequately pointed out.
Yeah, it's sad, and you know, I read The Origins of Propaganda the other day on this show, which is actually the Red Pope, which I found to be a fascinating topic, that the concept or the name, the word propaganda, came about 400, 500 years ago through the actual office of propaganda through the church and through the Catholic Church, and that is the Red Pope is actually in charge of that. I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, that's it. They have all these color designations that we don't even know about. But bottom line, they employed themselves in the Roman Catholic system by way of the Caesars. They are gods. We are just slaves and drones. And unless we understand that this is their concept and they're essentially ensnaring us and enslaving us in that system, we have no clue as to what's going on.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of frightening. I mean, let's give me an example, folks. Just for fun. Let's take the Star Spangled Banner. Now, this is the ultimate patriotic song about something that we believe we've been taught is, you know, to exist. But let's actually examine the origins here. Music, the actual music for the Star Spangled Banner, now called Star Spangled Banner, was written by Brother John Stafford Smith. Recognize the name Smith. Of course, a bloodline cousin, as was, what's her name, that sewed the flag. So all that history is very skewed. John Smith was 1750 to 1836, and he was a member of the Inverness Lodge No. 4 in London. it was at one time used by the music itself was at one time used by an Irish Masonic orphan's home as their song. Later, it became a popular drinking song for many years known as To Anacreon in Heaven. Then, some years later, the music was adopted by Francis Scott Key, to which he wrote the words to our national anthem, The Star Spangled Banner. And that is an excerpt from The Truth is Stranger Than Fiction by Alphonse Sirza, Masonic Service Association, 1967. Just so you know, I'm not just pulling that out of my... But now, when we say this is a song, it says to Anacreon in heaven. Well, who was Anacreon? Anyone that knows their Greek knows that Anacreon was a Greek lyric poet, notable for his drinking songs and hymns. Later, Greeks included him in the canonical list of 9 lyric poets. So, you know, we have a funny history that's hidden, and the history that we actually celebrate is completely different. What's interesting about the Pledge of Allegiance is that first, it was actually done with the hand fully in the air, palm up. There was a case, West Virginia State Board of Education versus Barnett, 319 U.S. 624 in 1943. It says the Board of Education on January 9th, 1942 adopted a resolution containing recitals taken directly from the court's gabbitous opinion and ordering that the salute to the flag become a regular part of the program of activities in public schools, that all teachers and pupils shall be required to participate in the salute honoring the nation, not the states, but the nation, which is the United States corporation, represented by the flag, provided, however, that refusal to salute the flag be regarded as an act of insubordination and shall be dealt with accordingly. The resolution originally required the commonly accepted salute to the flag, which it defined. What is now required, this is still in the case, what is now required is the stiff arm salute, the saluter to keep the right hand raised with palm turned up while the following is repeated. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, individual, with liberty and justice for all. The word God was not included in that pledge. In fact, it was added till the year 1953. Failure to conform is insubordination, dealt with by expulsion. Readmission is denied by statute, by law, until compliance is met by the child. Meanwhile, the expelled child is unlawfully absent and may be proceeded against as a delinquent. His parents or guardians are liable to the prosecution, and if convicted, are subject to a fine not exceeding $50 and jail term not exceeding 30 days. So if your son or child said, why am I holding my hand in the air to a piece of cloth? You, as the child's parents, would get a $50 fine. He'd be expelled from school until he conformed, and a jail term, you might be in jail for no more than 30 days. That's the true history of the Pledge of Allegiance, not to mention that it was created by a socialist, Francis Bellamy. So, you know, this is history. This is real history, and it's written within the courts. That's the most important place to look for history a lot of times. So what we see in our history books in the very schoolrooms that make us pledge allegiance aren't necessarily the true history.
Yeah, well, welcome to the Lieber Code and welcome to martial law, and that's the exact point. We're in an occupied nation, and, you know, we don't really understand that we are being fed history that has no relationship to reality, objective reality. And when we understand that, we understand that we're being essentially programmed to believe things that make us slaves.
Richard, I love you, sir. I will be back tomorrow. Thanks for the call, my friend. I've got so much more information, so many more genealogical connections to go through that I don't know where I'm going to find time even in another 2 hours. But I hope that you've at least enjoyed learning today a little bit of history that you did not know about. And that's indeed, it's your current history. And your current history is being rewritten by the very people who own Hollywood, who own corporations. Because guess what? CEOs of corporations are also bloodline of these people. Rockefellers, Rothschilds, they're all the same. It's all the same blood, folks. Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow.
With financial